It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to an Extreme Nature edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And if you hear birds chirping in the background, that's because Scott and I are doing the podcast tonight out in the wonderful wild.
Yeah, it's too nice to be in the house tonight, and the Wi-Fi signal goes really good out in the yard, so we're sitting out in the yard. You may hear some cars going by, or planes, or
motorcycles,
missiles from Korea, or something like that. And you may hear all that stuff going on, but it's okay, because we're outside.
Yeah, speaking of nuclear missiles in Korea, have you seen what's been going on over in Iran, Scott?
Oh, yeah, but today I guess all the media was told that they cannot be provided protection anymore, so the media is not going out in the street to cover all the protests. I saw that.
Yeah, I've been picking up wild feeds from over there that all the networks have been broadcasting back to their affiliates here in the States, and it's definitely a good thing to see democracy survive and thrive in a place that it's usually not seen.
Yeah, and this is one situation where if you have a free-to-air satellite system, you can definitely get a real impact of what's really going on out there, and that, you know, the 20-second sound bites you get from the network news. A lot of feeds up there, a lot of live feeds, a lot of tape feeds, a lot of internet feeds, too. I've seen a lot of Skype stuff being sent over to satellite, which is really kind of interesting. And it's really neat to see it all in action without the talking heads deciding what's best for you to see. And free-to-air is the way to go for that.
Yeah, and speaking of talking and a lot of action, the DTV transition happened over the weekend, and it went actually quite smoothly for most people in the country.
Yeah, the FCC reported, you know, about 400,000 calls, which is nowhere near the amount of calls they expected to get. And I don't know about you, Bob, but I'm still here, and Connecticut's still here, and I think we all survived.
Yeah, I think we did. There was only a few minor stations that seemed to be in the VHF high band, as such as WLS here in Chicago. There was a Channel 6 in Philadelphia, and there was another Channel 7 somewhere else.
Yeah, but, Channel 7 in Boston.
Yeah, they apparently the FCC, in their infinite wisdom, gave these stations too low of a power, so they're having to work with these stations and boosting their power so that way they can get their viewership back.
Well, the problem with Channel 7 in Boston isn't necessarily a power problem, but it is a power problem at the same time. They're actually on half power right now because they were on a UHF frequency, but they decided to move back to their VHF frequency of Channel 7. The temporary Channel 7 transmitter they have in there was the only thing they could have that fits. While they take out the old transmitters, the old analog and the old digital that was doing on UHF, and put in a brand new transmitter for Channel 7. So it's going to be a couple months still before viewers in Boston are able to get their Channel 7.
Yeah, so I'm glad to hear that the viewers in Boston are getting taken care of, and same thing here in Chicago. A lot of people are getting taken care of as far as Channel 7. They're recommending people do a double rescan, essentially, where you unplug your antenna from your digital TV converter box. You rescan without it plugged in. You want that because that clears out everything, and then you plug your antenna back in, pull the power for a minute, power it back up, and do your rescan again. And if you're having any issues with digital channels, no matter what part of the country you're in, I recommend that you do this double rescan, and it should help clear up some issues.
Yeah, that was the only thing they never advertised for the whole entire DTV transition, is to delete everything on your digital converters and your off-air tuners and do a rescan. That made a big difference for me. I was having actually a problem on my dish receivers, where I was picking up Channel 57 out of Springfield, Massachusetts, but I wasn't picking, they have five subcarriers on this PBS station, and it wasn't picking up the main channel, Channel 1. It was picking up 2, 3, 4, 5, but it wasn't picking up Channel 1, and I kept scanning and scanning and scanning, and it wouldn't pick it up. So finally I went in there, I got frustrated, and I deleted all the channels, and I rescanned everything again, and it popped right in. So rescanning is definitely the way to go if you're missing channels that you're expecting to get.
Also, if you have a DirecTV unit and you're having issues with your local channels, go ahead and go into our DirecTV forum and make sure you let us know of those issues so we could pass those on to DirecTV, as there was some issues with the DirecTV line of series receivers that receive high definition off air, where people were getting mixed up channels or channels weren't properly over that switched.
Right. DirecTV took good care of people, and we were in conversation with them throughout the entire transition. And I want to give some kudos to DirecTV. Here in Connecticut, we had one channel that changed its frequencies, so it was off the air for about an hour while they changed their frequencies. And on Dish Network, all you saw was a black screen when that channel did the switch, and it was black screen for actually a couple hours, because it took the TV station a little longer to switch than expected. And anyways, on DirecTV, it had a beautiful screen up saying, "Digital transition in progress. We're working hard to tweak this channel and give you the best picture possible. Thank you for your understanding. Channel will return soon." And, you know, you weren't turning to a channel like on Dish Network, just seeing a blank screen and wondering what the hell's going on. DirecTV really stepped up to the plate and put slides up for people to let them know what's going on and why it's happening like that.
Yeah, they did a wonderful job in letting their customers know, and they were all weekend allowing customers to know what channels would be off air when, so that way people could look or go to satelliteguides.us and say, "Hey, here's my channel, WBBM, channel 2 is going to be off for such and such time." And they did a real great job at communicating that. And speaking of communicating, with the digital transition happening over the weekend, some analog distant network laws are officially now off the books, and the network laws have changed.
Yeah, and that was announced on Monday night's Charlie Chat, and I know Charlie Chat's supposed to be coming up next, but this was really the only real thing they talked about on the Charlie Chat that's worth talking about, and that is that the Grade B contours are no longer, which means that people who are in a Grade B signal area now qualify for distant networks. And Dish Network, via All American Direct, which is a separate company, now has distant networks available. And on Monday and Tuesday and all throughout the week, people at Satellite Guys were really, 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 really excited about being able to get distant network channels, especially distant networks in high definition, because All American Direct is offering Chicago and also Los Angeles as their distant network channels in high definition. And people were really, really excited until Saturday morning came down when the laws changed and they called All American Direct. And All American Direct told them if they wanted all four networks, it was going to cost them $25. And a lot of people had sticker shock, and I don't blame them. And I think that's really price gouging by All American Direct.
Yeah, typically it would be like $10 or $12 that you would see that previous to the days of Charlie being banned from offering distant networks and All American Direct coming in for that. Now, I've also heard reports that DirecTV hasn't done anything to this magnitude as allowing customers to get distant networks if they already have their local channels. And it's kind of weird how one company is doing this and the other company is not. And I was wondering if the other company would follow suit, although I don't think we'll see that, Scott.
I don't think so either. In fact, the quote I heard from somebody who does not want to be named was, they don't want to play with fire. And I don't really blame them. They're in a good position where they're at. And, you know, Charlie and All American Direct are really, you know, kind of taking advantage of the loophole in the law that exists right now. And it's already been reported online that the NAB is not very happy about it. And who knows how long they can keep offering these distant networks. But if I were the NAB, I wouldn't be worried too much about them because not too many people are subscribing to them at $25 a pop.
No, not at all. My suggestion was they need to make it so that way you can subscribe to whatever local channel, no matter where you're at. I understand there's a lot of logistics involved in that, and that it might not be quite possible. But if you
it wouldn't be possible at all.
Yeah.
Not with the spot beam setups, and there's not enough CONUS spots, to handle all the nationwide stuff. But some interesting stuff's going to be coming down the line. I believe it's going to be this September. The Satellite Home Viewers Whatever Act.
Shavira?
I don't remember what the E meant. But the Satellite Home Viewers Act is coming up for renewal. And Dish Network and DirecTV are actually working together. And they'll be announcing a bunch of stuff coming down the line. But some of the things they want to do is to be able to offer your neighboring network, your neighboring locals, if they're, you know, available to you. Because a lot of people have cable TV, like where I live in Connecticut. I get the Hartford locals, and I can also get the Springfield, Massachusetts locals. If you go a little further in the States, you can get the Hartford locals or the New York City locals. Or you can go a different side of the state and get the Hartford locals and the Boston, Massachusetts locals. And you can get that on cable, but you can't get that through satellite. And for some people, especially with the news is more relevant to them via the distant channel than the in-state channel. So they're going to make some efforts there to try getting those people, their adjacent markets, where available.
Yeah, and that's definitely great news, and I look forward to hearing Charlie testify on the Hill, as well as Chase Carey or whoever else for DirecTV might be testifying. And I really think the NAB needs to take a step back and take a look at where they are, because local channel viewership is going to be going down as far as they start putting stuff on the internet. You have Hulu, which has a bunch of shows and stuff. A lot of people, they're not watching their shows from their local channels anymore. They're going on Hulu.com and they're watching My Name is Earl or whatever show that their favorite show is.
Right. And basically, the networks are phasing out the local broadcasters. The only reason that local broadcasters really exist going forward is to provide local news and information. With NBC and CBS and ABC all putting their primetime shows available online, and some of them actually putting stuff online that's in high definition that looks pretty dang good. There's no reason for over-the-air broadcasters anymore. And that's something the NAB really needs to take a look at and really judge on how they push things, because what they may end up doing is pushing their local broadcasters right out of business.
Yeah, exactly. I know here on Channel 7 for WLS, we actually have two high-definition channels. One's the normal ABC channel, and the other is LiveWell HD, which is the worst quality HD-looking channel I've ever seen. I'll put it to you this way. I've seen YouTube HD that looks 80 billion times better than this channel. And it's, while I understand they're trying to target to specific audiences and stuff, it's not working for them.
Yeah, so... I love broadcasting. I love local broadcasters. I like all the local TV stations here and things like that. So don't think I'm anti-local broadcaster, because I'm not. But the way that the industry is pushing things, they're pushing themselves out of business when they don't need to.
Yeah, exactly. But, well, that's the music, Scott.
Yep, one more thing before we go. We opened up a new forum at Satellite Guys, and it's kind of interesting. It is a 922 beta testers discussion forum. At Team Summit, Dish Network has opened up a beta testing process for its retailers who attended Team Summit. And we gave them a place where they can go and talk. And it's a hidden area so that the bots like Google and stuff like that don't index stuff. Very, very interesting discussions going on there so far from the dealers who got their boxes. And I'll just come out and say it, that I do currently have a 922. However, you won't see me talking about it online. And I'll just give you my reason for doing it before we go. Just because so many people look to me for my opinion on things in the satellite industry, and because the box is beta, I don't think it's fair for me to talk about a box and say my likes and especially my dislikes about the box when the software on the box is in a beta state. So once the box is officially released, then I'll talk about it with the official release software. But not until then, and it's only fair to not only Dish Network, but it's only fair to you guys. That way, when the receiver is released, you get the honest, the goodness information based on what is actually shipping with the receiver.
Wow, very good, Scott. Okay, I lied. Now the music's going.
Yep, and we're going to be on, I'm going to be on vacation for the next couple weeks. So if there's news breaking, Goalie Bob will be here, and I'm not sure who will join him, but I'm sure someone will be crazy enough to join him. And if there is no news while I'm on vacation, then we'll see when we get back.
All right, bye-bye.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.